Vice President Mike Pence, our agenda is American greatness. John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock's Is American Decline. By Sean Moran on December 10, 2020. Augusta, Georgia, Vice President Mike Pence told Georgians Thursday that President Donald Trump, Senators Kelly Loeffler, RGA, and David Perdue, RGA, have continued to pursue American greatness. While Georgia Senate Democrats Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff's leftist policies would put America into a decline. Pence argued during his speech that Loeffler and Perdue are champions of Trump's America First agenda and have served as leaders of the conservative movement in the Senate. The vice president said of Perdue, "I'm here because of who these people are. David Perdue is the son of Macon, Georgia. He worked his way to the top of the business world, and he could have spent the rest of his life in leisure. But as you heard his cousin say, he and his family went to their knees and found a calling to serve. After 40 years as one of the most successful business leaders in America, he answered the call to serve Georgia in the United States Senate. And I can tell you, I have served alongside him. I don't know of a more principled conservative man of integrity or champion of President Trump's agenda in the United States than Senator David Perdue." In less than 1 year in the Senate, Pence said that Loeffler has become one of the most courageous and principled voices in the United States Senate. The vice president described Loeffler as a fourth-generation farmer who grew up in America's heartland and became one of the most successful businesswomen in Georgia's history. Pence contrasted Perdue and Loeffler's accomplishments in the Senate with how Ossoff and Warnock would legislate in Congress's upper chamber. The Georgia Senate runoffs play a pivotal role in the battle for the Senate majority. If both Loeffler and Perdue lose in January, then Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, the likely next vice president, becomes the tie-breaking vote in the Senate. He said, "Where David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler stand for a strong national defense, John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock are going to cut our national defense to fund big government. Where David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler cut taxes, John Ossoff and radical liberal Raphael Warnock will raise taxes on working families and businesses. Where David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler support our military, Raphael Warnock has demeaned our military. He has repeatedly defended the anti-Semitic rhetoric of Jeremiah Wright." Warnock said during a sermon in 2011 that Americans cannot serve God and the military at the same time. "America, nobody, can serve God and the military," Warnock said at the Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta, Georgia. "You can't serve God and money. You cannot serve God and mammon at the same time." Pence, near the end of his speech, said that the president, Loeffler, and Perdue continue to push for an America First agenda, while Ossoff and Warnock push policies that would only weaken the nation. "Our agenda is American greatness. Their agenda is American decline," Pence said. He said that John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock advance an agenda of socialism and higher taxes, of open borders, government takeover of health care, Green New Deal, defunding the police. "We're going to keep Georgia, and then we're going to save America. Let's go get it done, Georgia." Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran 3.